Well, of course, this exhibition is taking place at the in the museum where Guernica is on view. So that in itself marks a real milestone, I think, for exhibitions about this period, about Picasso's work, and particularly about the path leading up to this amazing mural. It seems that what the show is doing for the first time is try to trace this path quite concretely with picture after picture, drawing after drawing that played some role in him defining what the work is going to be.
Maybe our one way of putting the question of this show is that, so what went into Guernica? When Picasso was first asked by the Republic to do it, he said to them, I'm not really at all sure I can do the kind of picture you want. And you understand his doubt. He's a private artist. He's never worked on a large scale in a public arena. He's certainly not a political artist up to that point. But he did it in the end. And of course, it was partly spurred by the moment and by his own horror and outrage at what was actually happening. But in order to do it, he had to draw on his own resources. And for at least the past 10 years of his art, from 1925 onwards, he'd been obsessed with terror and pain and panic and extreme states of mind. And all of that previous material, some of which had been very dangerous and rather horrible in many ways, all of that material was drawn on in the making of Guernica to a very different end, to a public end, to in the end to make something that was grand and compassionate and indeed political. But it came out of all kinds of private, strange, nightmarish, sometimes comic, sometimes previous material. And so one of the things we thought was possible to do was to think of Guernica as our modern tragedy. Think of it in terms of Aristotle's idea that it's necessary for our culture to have the spectacle of dreadful downfall, terror, pain, catastrophe, that somehow or other by looking at it and confronting it.
And the pity in the title also speaks to the emotions that one does feel, in which Picasso worked actually quite hard and carefully to draw out and from the figures that he was drawing. I mean, visitors to the show will see so many different images of mothers and children, and they will see him drawing the dying child, the dead child, and that in itself, I mean, the very drawing makes it difficult to bear. And he does understand and I think elicit from us our pity, but also our realization that this is how you kill a civilization. If you kill its children, you kill it. That's the end of it. That's the damage that is done. And to study the drawings is to see how much horror and empathy, or pity and terror, the viewer is asked to feel, and I think also to show.